Joshua chapter 4. I'm not going to read too much here, but in Joshua chapter 4, they're given a command by the Lord to set up 12 stones as a memorial to what the Lord had done for them at that time. And I just want to read what it says in verse 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. I want to read in connection with that out of First Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, it says, for I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. The reason why I read those in connection with each other is what it says in Joshua, when the children come and say to their fathers, what is the meaning of the stones? You have to have an answer. What is the meaning of the bread? What is the answer? What is the meaning of the wine? What is the meaning of the cup? What is the answer? What is the meaning of the remembrance meeting? What is the answer? Mark made a suggestion that the young people should have a desire to remember the Lord at his table. Why? What is the answer? What is the meaning of the cup? It's very personal. When the disciples' little question and answer session with the Lord and his disciples, he asked a very personal question of him, and he said, who do you say that I am? A very personal question. Who do you say that I am?" What is the answer? In Ezra, it says in chapter 7, verse 10, it says that Ezra set his heart to study the law. And then he lived it. And then he taught it to Israel. "Fathers, bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." How do you do that? By first studying and answering the question for yourself, what is the meaning of the bread? What is the meaning of the cup? What is the meaning of the remembrance meeting? Who do you say Jesus is